What's up, everybody? Welcome to another Greg Away in the Car with me, Greg, here on patreon.com/kindoffunny. Driving into work, dressed as a Ghostbuster. My car is decked out in Ghostbuster decals, of course. It's been that way for weeks now, but like I'm in the Ghostbusters outfit because we're doing the Ghostbusters VR stream today. Very excited to hang out and just bust ghosts with the boys. Get some trophs on PlayStation. It's going to be a good day on the stream. So I hope you come hang out and see that and whatever. We're in, you know, normally this goes up late, so you'll probably see this when it's already posted to youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. Please come check it out. Today is the day after the Kind of Funny meet and greet. We did our first meet and greet last night in, what, 4 years? Probably plus. We did a Square Pie Guys as a fundraiser for Extra Life, as you know. Had 50-some Kind of Funny best friends come through. This is a ticketed event. All the money that was for the tickets, then goes to our Extra Life campaign from Square Pie Guys. Of course, Square Pie Guys launched the Kind of Funny pizza, which is a buffalo chicken pizza. A percentage of the sales for that pizza also go to our Extra Life thing. This is all because Square Pie Guys are fantastic friends who have done this year after year with us. And I think they are, if you're probably not in San Francisco, they've become like a big deal. Like, you know, I mean, I went, you know, Mark told the story last night on the microphone when we were talking to the audience, but like me and Jen showing up at like their pop-up inside this wine bar or whatever, and now they are, what, 3 locations, 2 in San Francisco, 1 over in Oakland. They're in a bunch of different things called local kitchens, which are like ghost kitchens, like a bunch of little, but they're like local businesses that all share a whole thing and yada yada. It's awesome to see their success, and we don't deserve them to come through and take care of us this way. They're just fantastic partners. Can't thank them enough at Square Pie Guys. Fantastic time last night. Everybody was great. So many giveaways. We cleaned out the Kind of Funny store in the studio. Got rid of all the merch there. Gave that all away. Our friends from Ubisoft, Xbox, third-party stuff like Sandbox. I don't want to forget anybody, but I'm already forgetting people. Shit. Yeah, I already said Ubisoft. A whole bunch of people sent in video games. I gave away, not collector's editions, like press packs. Minico's Market had one that I had been sitting on. I gave that out. We gave away this Diablo 4 special art book installation thing. We gave away, covers for the PlayStation. We did a whole bunch of different stuff. It was awesome. A really good time. Really diverse group of Kind of Funny best friends, as always, which I love. And so many people that were first-timers that have actually never made it out to something for Kind of Funny before. And then, of course, a lot of the classics, like Greg Atlas showing up, Will showing up, you know what I mean? Like, the Kind of Funny best friends who have been around forever. So thank you so much to everybody who came out and supported it. Of course, thank you to people who just are listening to me talk about it and have a good time about it. Over on patreon.com/kindoffunny, on the actual post, not from the chat app, Wesley wrote in and said, "Hey, Greg, if Jen murdered somebody, would you help her hide it, or would you turn her in, so as not to, you know, also go to jail?" And it was an interesting question, because so many people do all stuff. There's so many questions I have as a follow-up to this. What I would tell you, of course, is the same thing I'm going to tell Benny for Little Lies, is that lies don't work. It just, you know, lying is, it's going to eat you alive and all these different things, right? So the long and short of it is I would go to the police with Jen. I would convince my wife, who I'm sure would already, I know my wife pretty dang well, would already go do this. We would go to the police. I'm not going to have her live with that. I'm not going to have me live with that. I'm not going to have Benny live with it, as his parents are whittled away to being whatever because of this. Like, you're talking to a kid who based his entire life on Superman comics and Ghostbusters. Like, I believe in good guys. So no, I would not be able to just be like, all right, let's get a drum and put the body in it. You know what I mean? Like, and then, like, you can go into the multiverse of this. Was this, like, you're saying murder, right? So it's, like, I assume self-defense is off the table. Because if it's self-defense, obviously, your home invasion or something, or, you know, God forbid, she's had to fight somebody in a parking lot or whatever, like, obviously, I think you're going to be okay, babe. We should tell the police this. And then if it's, she's just like, no, I just murdered someone, I'm going to be like, well, you're psychotic and need help. So, and not only that, you're not the person I know. So we're going to get you an exorcism and also get that checked. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's a silly question, personally. Because, yeah, I, of course, base my entire life on Superman comics. And Superman isn't going to just chill out after Lois killed somebody. Come on, Wesley, get your head out of your ass. I'm kidding, Wesley. I like you a lot. So that was a fun one. That was a short one. Of course, Ghostbusters stream today. Of course, our Alan Wake 2 review is up right now. So fucking happy that that game is getting all the accolades it is. I said, I think, on it last night, or I think I said it in the review. No spoilers, don't worry. But I got to a part in the game yesterday that was so good, I stopped and didn't upload my save so that I could come home and show Jen it. And I did, and Jen's watching it just slack-jawed and, like, talking about what she's seeing. She's like, this is... I don't need to see anything else. This is game of the year. I was like, fuck yeah, that's crazy to say. But in 2023, in the year of our Lord 2023, where everything is game of the year, another entry, this time from Remedy. Alan Wake 2, fantastic. I want to play it all the time. I hope you all go and play, especially because it's spooky season. It's spooky weekend. But yeah, I got to go bust some spooky ghosts at work. So I'll be back with your final Gregory of the Week tomorrow. But until next time, it's been my pleasure to serve you.